All right, everyone, welcome forth along. I'm here with my friends, Scott and Matt.
No Tom.
I just remember that because every week it's different.
I know. Should we just start getting like a rotation of a fourth person?
Yeah, just random people off the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my neighbor.
Yeah.
Pete.
Well, all you turned into international travelers this spring, so...
Well, I mean, you are kind of the holdout at this point.
Yeah, you need to go somewhere.
I told him last week I went to Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, wow.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Big,
like Tom went to Canton, Ohio, and yeah, Cleveland. Yeah. And
I was in Florida.
Florida, and I went to Florida, and you went to Lake of the Ozarks.
Yep. Hey, I didn't have to pay to stay there, so it's all right.
I did not see. I was in Nashville yesterday morning. I did not see any welcome Royals or future side of the Royals. I did not see any of that in Nashville yesterday.
The reason you didn't is because they're going to rename the Royals when they get there.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be the Stars.
There you go.
They've already got a name for the team. Name picked out. So it's going to be the Stars.
Predators, Titans, and Stars is going to be what you got rocking in Nashville.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think that'll work.
Yeah, since the vote didn't pass here.
They deserve to get their butt whooped. We've been talking about it among Tom also for the last couple of years. What a misguided and poor planned proposal they finally put forward. It deserved to get its butt whooped. Make them regroup and come up with something better that is more palatable for more people, and it'll pass. But I'm glad they got their butt whooped. Serve them some humble pie.
Are you guys surprised?
I was surprised by
how badly it got beat.
I thought it would pass, but really? I thought it would be close.
Mm-hmm. I did. Me too.
I was not surprised that it lost, but I was surprised that it got beat as bad as it did.
Agreed.
I was surprised at how bad.
Yeah.
By a long shot.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like...
Because I really thought that the Chiefs, even despite the fact that they had maybe even a worse plan...
Yeah, they didn't help. The Royals, they didn't help out the way we all thought they were going to.
Would still just carry it over just because it's the Chiefs.
Well, and I think that's...
Period, dot, end of conversation. No other reason.
Yeah. Well, and I think the biggest thing of the vote, of the people that took away, like, they had a bunch of people on the radio, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, of the no vote, it was mostly just, we don't really want you to move. That's kind of what it came down to, is we don't...
Want the Royals to move.
Yeah.
Because the Chiefs aren't.
Yeah. Well, but the Chiefs people just like were putting up money for parking
lots.
Yeah.
And tarps.
Yeah, after I saw the renditions of whatever they were going to do, I was like,
I wasn't impressed by it.
What are you going to do with the other $999 million?
Yeah.
Because this looks like about $1 million project.
Yeah.
Scott and I could get this done in a weekend.
Yeah.
So. We'll just plant a couple trees over there and
create some new lanes.
Put some chains down the little middle of it, and there you go.
Some concrete.
And some umbrellas.
I tell you what, Scott and I were talking about this before you got here. I think it's no different. We've all been fans of a football team that you can tell when they showed up, they just thought they were going to win, and the other team wasn't going to put up a fight, and then they end up losing because they weren't prepared and the other team gave a fuck. I think they kind of underestimated, because voters tend to be kind of, they don't pay attention. We can be pretty apathetic. I think people paid a lot more attention to this one than they gave them credit for. And I think all of their shitty planning for the last 2 years, I mean, they didn't come to a terms with the Crossroad people until yesterday. The day of the fucking election, they all finally agreed with the Crossroads.
And then Oak Street.
How could you not have that figured out already? That goes back. We've been, three of us plus Tom have talked about before some of this. It's like, how did you not have that part done already? When you pitched this, you didn't know whether or not Oak was going to remain open.
It felt a lot like, hey guys, check this out. Back here in my backyard, I'm going to make a studio for us so we can podcast. So I'm going to need $100,000 from each of you. I don't know where exactly it's going to be, but it is going to be back it's gonna here be in the backyard. I don't really know exactly how big it's going to be, and I really don't even know what's going to be in it. But just trust me on this.
But it's going to be
badass. It's going to be badass, okay?
Yeah.
So just trust me. So go ahead, give me your $100,000, and...
We'll make it happen.
We'll make this happen.
And you'll know when I know.
And exactly. And that's kind of what it kind of felt like.
Yeah.
Is...
And then I you know, and some of the stuff is just like, I love listening to people talk about it. I think one of the things that people had a problem with was... Why did you want to take away Crossroads? Go to the East Village. There's nothing there. Like
It depends on who you ask, but that was the mayor's office choice.
It's like the people had a problem. It's like, why are you going to what's already a pretty successful area?
I will defend it a little bit. And this is just me personally. Everybody's got their own opinion on this.
Sure.
I really hate the fucking Kansas City Star building.
Okay.
I hate it with an absolute passion.
I get that.
I think it is one of the biggest, ugliest pieces of shit buildings ever constructed in the history of modern man.
Tell us how you really feel.
I really hate it. And to top it off, it's sitting there vacant, right in the middle of all this...
But surrounding that, activity, though...
you know, that's going on. So, I'm like, anything... I'll put anything in there if you plan on knocking down the Star building. So, for me, I was good with it.
Sure.
And then that's really about it. I don't have any problems with any of the other places either. But it was just... getting rid of an eyesore for me.
Okay. I mean, I don't feel the same way about that.
And I don't expect anybody else to either. But that's fine.
I do understand the East Village part, though, of like, it's a barren wasteland over there.
It is.
Why not try to prop that up a little bit?
And if that was the proposal, I'm good with that, too.
And part of me thinks that's also where the Royals maybe got a little greedy. Because if you stick it in Crossroads, you're sticking it in an already vibrant area.
Mm-hmm.
So once you stick it in there, it's kind of already surrounded by an up-and-coming established area. As opposed to the East Village, where you're going to have to grow it yourself.
Sure.
You know, and maybe that's what they were thinking. You know, and the other part of it, and this is where, like, I'm curious to see if he responds, but it's been funny, like, my sports friends, the sky is falling. If the only way they look at anything is through the sports prism, the sky is falling. You might as well, you know, sell all your stuff because your teams are going away. My non-sports fans think this is the greatest day ever because they don't look at anything through the sports prism. The truth is somewhere in the middle. I mean, you can make this work, you know, but really at the end of the day, I go back to something we talked about weeks ago, and I talked about my dad. You didn't sell this enough. The sports fans were all going to vote for it. I voted for it, but I'm a sports fan. You didn't have to do anything to win my vote. I was going to vote for it anyway because I understand baseball. Baseball is all moving downtown. Mutual friend of the... two of us, I'll name later, she didn't like the idea. And I'm like, they're not doing anything any different than every other baseball team's doing. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, outside of the Braves, who kind of are the outlier in this, that went out into the suburbs and created their own thing, most ballparks are going downtown and they're getting smaller.
Baseball.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why
there is a huge distinction.
There is. There's a big difference. Big difference between the two.
to be said. Most, when
you not all, because there's no absolutes in anything. Most baseball teams are going, like when the Royals went out into the suburbs, that's what they were all doing then.
Yeah.
Back in the 70s, all of them were out in the burbs. And then starting with Camden Yards, back in the 90s, most, not all, started moving back downtown. And so they're kind of following the herd, so to speak, and that's the model that they're following. Her particular argument was no money for billionaires, which I get that. I understand the argument, but I do also think that there is something to be said about having major league franchises in your town. If we don't have Arrowhead, the World Cup's not here. You just don't.
And that is going to be a money generator in Kansas City.
It's a money generator, and it's a civic pride generator because you're hosting it. So I'm not saying it's the end-all, be-all, but it's been kind of funny in the aftermath of it. Like, some of my friends are just like, oh, my God, the Royals are going away. I'm like, slow your roll. They're not going anywhere. They have a lease. I'm sorry, if you followed this at all, this plan was, you look back on it, it's kind of doomed from the start. They'll fix it because you saw what you did wrong this time. Whether it's a new location or you change the money, whatever it is.
You said you were listening to Shirin Petro today. Did you hear what he was talking about with Lamar Hunt?
Not specifically if I'm...
So whenever they were trying to get the votes up for the renovation stuff, did you happen to hear that by chance?
Oh, I did hear this part.
Like, Lamar Hunt came out there and specifically told people that weren't a fan of this, that was never going to go to the stadiums,
how it'd be good for them.
Why this would benefit them.
Yeah.
Neither side, Chiefs or Royals, ever even made any some attempt at going, Roger, I know you're not going to go, but it's still going this to is how it help can, you yes. because of X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
It wasn't even attempted.
Yeah.
No.
No, and they had a guy on today on 610 on the morning show, and he was talking about, he went to all the meetings, and he was like, the money just doesn't add up. He's like, I voted no for it because of there was just no transparency. It was pretty much give me billions of dollars and trust me.
Yep.
And it was like
your backyard podcast studio reference.
Yeah. Really is.
Yeah.
And no, it was like, I think a lot of people are having a hard time with that. Of,
like, and that's where, like,
we're not going to sign up for 40 years of taxes just for you to be the steward of the money. Like, that's not what we're going to do.
Right.
I mean,
because I don't think it was so like fuck you and your stadium. I really do think it was that. Yeah. I think people actually did pay attention to what was wrong with this.
Yeah, but only 24% of people voted though too. So
well, but that's pretty normal. And for a non-presidential election, 24% is actually pretty high.
It is. It's the highest. But I thought more people would still vote.
But
I thought it'd be closer to over a third.
Yeah. And even at the end of the day, I think there was more no's than yeses. Because I think people went to the poll going, I still got to be honest with you, I don't know what I'm voting on.
And so they're going to vote no to be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what I'm voting on. It's for a new stadium and renovation in Kansas City.
But
for
the Chiefs,
but I don't know what it is.
But I think that goes back to what Roger's talking about. I am more likely to vote no if I don't understand it than I am yes.
Yeah.
The only people that voted yes and don't understand it are fucking sports fans.
Yeah.
Who were going to vote for it anyway. And this is no different than like, if you look at it from a normal like presidential style election. They're only trying to win 20% of the people over. Because the other 80, there's 40% that are already going one way, and the other 40 are already going the other. They don't matter. You're not swinging them.
Yep.
It's that It's that other. It's that other 20. It's that other 20% that you've got. That you've got to swing.
I need a little more information before I make a rational decision on this.
And I think, to your point, I think if they had been from the start, because this really is kind of a case of, man, you can really mess something up from the get-go, because the Royals part of this was trash from the beginning. And I think they were waiting for the Chiefs to come in on the white horse and save us. And they were like, we're going to put up a stage and make locker room improvements. And we're going to give you protection walking into the stadium. And it's like, really?
That's all you got?
That's you got?
For $800
million. Huh?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. So, but when I look at it realistically, look, they've got a lease. They're not going anywhere. They've got time to fix it. They'll fix it. The fear mongering on both sides needs to fucking stop.
Well,
you know, they're not moving to Overland Park tomorrow, the Chiefs, and the Royals are not moving out of state tomorrow.
Well, me and Scott talked about this last week after we got done podcasting, but kind of take a look around the nation. There's.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to think hard and long about if you really want to move. Because there's a lot of teams that have committed to moving, like the A's, and now it's a disaster.
Oh, God.
They don't have anywhere to play.
No.
And now Oakland's trying to bail them out, but the A's don't want to hear it. But they don't got anywhere else to go, though, either. Because Vegas now kind of doesn't really want them, it sounds like. I don't know where they're at on that.
I don't know either. I'd be honest with you. This has kind of been my focus now.
Sure. Yeah.
And I really don't care what Oakland does. I really don't.
Yeah.
I was just, I did want to kind of pay attention to it, though, for a while. Just to see what could Kansas City expect?
Mm-hmm.
If, no matter what happens on this vote, whether it was a yes or a no. What are going to be the consequences?
Yeah,
in either direction, and by looking at other cities, because you and I talked about this, and I think you made the point, like, if this is a yes, this could be the last yes
of
that we see
of publicly funded stadiums,
because Chicago, Cleveland, Tampa, Oakland. I'm sure I'm missing a couple other cities.
The Virginia thing.
We talked about that one night. About the.
Have you heard the update?
No.
It imploded.
Oh,
it's not going to happen. It got shot down. It got voted.
And according, no.
Is what happened here.
And according to at least what you've talked about that was a pretty well.
I liked it. No, and I actually liked
it. It was a good plan.
I liked the plan. I remember we talked about that. We even brought the map up and looked at kind of the stuff.
We don't live there, so we don't know if there were unanswered questions.
But
you know, like we were here. It's like, so where's it going again? Or you know, what are you putting there exactly? I don't know. Maybe those were some of the things, but
I don't think so.
Overall, it sounded like a pretty good laid out plan.
Well, and now the Capitals Wizards that were supposed to move there, they're going to be homeless, kind of like the A's probably here pretty soon. I mean, they're probably going to re-up with D.C. with that arena there, but they don't want to be there. But at the same time, they don't have really anywhere else to go. So,
Kansas City.
I mean, that may be what it turns into, but I mean, you got to look around the country and stuff. And Oklahoma City, theirs did pass, but that passed back in December. And it was kind of somewhat overwhelming, yes, but that took a long time to get there. I mean, we're talking longer than what it did here to convince people to finally take that on. And but that's the only sports team they have there, too.
Yeah.
The other one, Buffalo.
Yeah.
It it passed. I don't know how
much.
I don't know how easily it did, but it did pass. And they're not the only sports franchise there, but they might as well be.
Yeah, they're the only nationally known sports franchise.
It's pretty.
No, they got the Sabres.
Yeah, but I mean, known outside of yeah.
But yeah.
So, well, and some of that too is I think that's where I have a problem with some of those, because they got a brand new stadium, which needed to happen for a long time there.
Yep.
But also at the same time, it wasn't totally publicly funded either, though. It was kind of more of a 30%, you know. So the public didn't have much of a problem with kicking in a little bit for it,
mm-hmm.
because the NFL kicked in money. They finally convinced the Bills to kick in money and all these other people. So mm-hmm.
I think that's what's going to happen in this one. Is I think I'm giving them some benefit of the doubt. They're not going to make the same mistake twice. They're going to look at those numbers and they're like, well, it didn't pass at this amount, so we're going to have to change the amount we're asking for. But more importantly, to the point that you made, I think we're going to have to spell out, this is what we're doing with it. This is how much it costs. And then to your point, Scott, this is how it benefits you, the general taxpayer.
The one thing that does concern me a hair, just a hair, is I hope the Royals and the Chiefs don't look at this as a fuck you.
I don't think they are.
And go, okay, fine. You want to see a fuck you? Watch this. And I hope they go, I hope they look at it and go, what did we do wrong and what can we do to make it better? As opposed to, well, fuck you back.
I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt on this. And honestly, particularly with the Royals, this is just my thought. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't think they played up the love affair that this city has with the teams enough in it. There really wasn't a component of that. This team does love this city, in spite of how much they suck and we shit on them for it. City does love the Royals. We really do.
Mm-hmm. And we give them a good product, and we'll show
and
up.
We love the, just the way the city loves the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they support both franchises. You know, so
go ahead and finish your statement on that. They both support the franchises equally. When the Chiefs aren't very good, you're going to see the attendance drop.
Sure. And if the Royals aren't very good.
If the Royals aren't very good, and if both, you know, when they're both good, attendance shoots up.
Give us a reason to show.
Easy.
Well, you see it even in our college teams.
Yeah.
Sure.
Give us
Mizzou and KU. You know.
Give us a reason.
When they're good, people will show up.
Give us a reason to show up.
KU's a great example of that.
Yeah, we started winning and sold out crowds.
Yep.
And it didn't take 3 years to build it.
2 years if it was sold out.
Well, and even Leipold's first year, 3 games.
Yeah, people were already coming back.
People were already coming back, you know?
Yep.
And they didn't play up. I don't think they played enough of that where, you know, it really doesn't affect me a whole lot because my dad's not a sports fan, but how many people have got memories of their dad, you know, taking them to games they didn't play up on any of that.
Yep.
You know, so I think now they'll hire some people, at least they should hire my dad. Run a better campaign.
Run a focus group.
Well, you didn't look. If we look back on some of the shit we said on this 2 years ago, none of us are surprised this shit lost. There were too many mistakes. There's too many missteps, and then something that's not really their fault either. But another interesting dynamic to this: Jackson County had the property tax debacle. This wasn't the best time to bring this up.
Well, not only that.
My dad brought that up.
People,
my dad was
people
like...
People are not trusting
No, them. My dad was like... Which the irony is Frank White is the ringleader sticking up for the taxpayer. Hashtag fucking irony, because he's the fucking county executive when everybody's property taxes are...
I got a tagline for that.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's that?
Corruption is sometimes your friend.
I'm not going to argue that, but if you look at the political climate...
Shit, this podcast, that's all it needs to be said.
Well, my dad brought this up. They were like, Why would you do this now when everyone is mad about taxes anyway?
Oh yeah,
like you should have waited until
when you got people standing in line outside
until this had passed over. Especially because your lease isn't up yet. You got time. You can figure this out, right? This was a terrible fucking time to do this because one of the biggest news stories in Jackson County for the last year has been everybody's property tax going up, and then you're asking for more tax dollars, even if really all you're doing is extending it. I understand that, but the average person isn't hearing that.
It's Frank White sabotage. He did the taxes just at the right time,
right?
To do the conspiracy theory.
That's another
corruption wants to be your best friend.
And I got to be honest with you, I still think that's one area where they fucked up. They still didn't do well enough selling. We're not asking for more money. We're asking for the same amount of money longer. Mm-hmm. They never did.
Well, that's what
they never did sell that well.
Well, that's what Carrington brought up was so the big proponents against it, for obvious reasons, was
and a lot of them weren't from here. A lot of them was like national no tax. Well, in general.
Well, no, stuff. that's a whole different.
I get it.
But you're right. But that's also a national problem. I feel like it is.
This is just another example.
These tenant,
outside interests. Tenant,
or what do they call them? Housing. Oh, gosh. They have a word for them. But yeah, they're
advocates.
Not, and, yeah, yeah, housing advocates yeah. and things like that. That whatever. But they're the ones that brought up, oh, it's going to cost you $160.
It already does.
Well, no. Carrington did the math and he goes, that number isn't right. He's like, that's not how much it costs.
I heard it was $160 a year is what I pay. Yeah,
that's because that's what they told you. That's not what the Chiefs or the Royals said. They never brought up, hey, this is what the average taxpayer pays on this amount of money, on this tax. They never brought that up. You made the number be what they said, and they just ran with it. Because he brought it up, and he was like, you would have to spend $42,000 a year in goods to hit $160. He was like, I'm not doing that. He's like, I don't spend that much.
Yeah.
You know, on stuff.
So let me try to decipher what you just said, Roger.
Okay.
Per household.
Yeah.
$160.
Per person.
Per household. Per person.
If you spend $42,000 a year on goods and services.
But I mean, when I get my tax bill.
Yeah.
This is what I'm asking. At the end of the year, and I have to pay my property tax or whatever it is, and that's because that's going to be part of that 3/8 sales tax as well, right?
I don't think so.
Or is it just,
no, sales tax just is me, buying than property
gas,
tax.
Me buying gas, me buying groceries? So it doesn't have anything to do with my sales tax vehicle is separate or from home that. Or anything like that.
No, nope, those okay. all go to different things.
Okay.
All
right.
But this goes back to it. The Royals mm-hmm. and Chiefs didn't do a very good job of explaining all that either.
Because honestly, I think if they would have came out and said, hey, look, we know what they're saying. We don't know where they're coming up with that number. But over the past 4 years or whatever, this is what per person pays on average, $80 a year or something. People would have been like, ah, well, that's not that bad. And maybe, or per household or whatever they would have said, you know.
Yeah. Well, and not to mention, if you get enough Chiefs fans or, I mean, Raiders fans that want to come in here and watch a Chiefs game, Raiders game, you know, here in Kansas City, well, they're going to be paying for it too.
Yeah.
But that's also something they didn't sell well enough.
Right.
This is
you
know, how
you
much,
get a Royals Orioles game this weekend and you know, a few hundred Orioles fans come in from Baltimore to go see they're paying.
Yeah.
Well
and that's why they should have broken it down because also you have people that come from ESPN, obviously, for the games and the staff. And stuff. Well, they all have to pay that tax. Well, they're all not from Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all live
Well, you,
California, Maryland, or
you,
wherever.
You don't, you know, don't live in Jackson County, but you come, you come to Jackson County and you spend money in Jackson County. You're attributing to it too, whether you want to or not.
Yeah, that's where they did a poor job of it too, of not, because honestly, I think that's what they should have hammered the most of. What is it going to cost people? Because I think that's what people want to know.
I remember when the T-Mobile Center got voted on and approved. Do you guys remember how that was going to get paid?
Hotel tax.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, kind of, not really.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I wasn't sure about you. Time wise, whether you gave a shit at that, you know.
Probably not.
But yet, after
out of towners paid for it,
close to 20 years now, you still remember how that was set up. There was no weirdness to it.
So the crazy,
he's going to build this new arena, and it's going to be paid for by
out of town people staying at hotels.
The end.
And the reason
you, John Doe, Jackson County resident, shouldn't have to pay much of anything unless you stay at a hotel or rent a car.
And the reason why I remember that is I think that particular tax is very ingenious.
Yeah.
Because for this very reason, politically, it's unless you decide to have a drunken stupor or a romantic evening downtown, you're not actually paying for this.
Right.
It's everyone who flies in to see Elton John and Garth Brooks and Metallica in concert that's paying for it. I saw this in Johnson County years ago. The Johnson County government wanted to build a soccer complex. And it was a piss poor run campaign, very similar to what we just saw. And they talked about how this is for the children of Johnson County and blah, 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 blah. But everything they were talking about was...
But it's not open 24/7.
Right. And it was going to be complexes designed to attract national tournaments. It wasn't to provide practice space for Sally's soccer field. And it got its ass whooped. City of Overland Park watched it and was like, hey, we want a soccer park to attract national tournaments, but we want them to pay for it, hotels and rental cars. Boop! Sold. And the Shields Soccer Park at 135th and Schweitzer has been there ever since because it's an easy sell because it's like, other than when you're in a car accident, how often do you rent a car in the city that you live in or the county you live in? You know, other than special occasions, how many times do you rent a
Well, let's put it this way.
Isn't that how they got the Overland Park Convention Center?
Yeah, all of it was paid.
Let's put it this way.
It's an ingenious form of...
only people that would be paying for this is Jackson County residents that are using hotels and rental cars. It ain't getting built.
No, right. Because no one from Jackson County
is not enough
buying hotels. Yeah. So, but this is all this stuff that... We're making light of it. I think they'll regroup, and in a year or two, I think they'll come back with a much better plan, a much better PR campaign, and I think the Chiefs will stay put, and I think the Royals will get their ballpark in Jackson County. Because
that would be the one thing that I might debate. It may wind up back over in Clay County.
Well. But here's my problem, though. Anecdotal. I don't have any facts with this. The people that I know that did not like the Royals' plan from the beginning, one of them did not like the fear-mongering that the Royals did, air quote fear-mongering, of playing sites against sites.
Yeah.
That, well, we'll just go to Clay County if we don't. They didn't like that.
But I'm okay with that. I don't care.
I get it. You're looking at it from a different prism than they are. They don't like the billionaire.
Who was upset by that?
People that are like, if you don't give us this, we're going to move.
But
that crowd.
But I mean, was it Jackson County residents?
Jackson County residents.
Fuck them.
There was a few people that called in and said
they don't get to vote it goes to Clay County.
I get it. But then you come crawling back and you ask for... Jackson, it was they never should have done that. We talked about it when they did it.
I agree.
They never should have done it. They never should have done it to begin with. And that was one of the halfway through, because shit, that wasn't even the beginning. Because all we were asking for was when and where. We couldn't get that for whatever. And then when they do it, the way that they did it, it almost sounded like they were pitting Jackson County against Clay County to who was going to get him a better deal. It was a mistake. So I think that when they regroup, whether it's Crossroads or it's East Village, whatever, I think they'll have a, this is where we want to go, this is where we want to stay. Because when you start pitting the municipalities against each other, people don't like that.
One thing that I did think is, has been humorous since it didn't pass was one of the debates you and I had gotten into several times, Roger, about nothing will ever go to Kansas. Ever, ever, never, ever. There's no legislator. There's nobody over there that wants it. They can't afford it. And ever since it didn't pass, that's all I've talked about.
Oh, God.
Is that the Chiefs are moving to Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that still a thing?
It's just because the state line is so close.
And that's the...
And you know what's funny, though? Fesco was saying that this morning, and I'm like, no, I don't. Okay, is Kansas going to maybe make a run for it? Sure. But they supposedly the governor only has about $1 billion to give to them. Otherwise, it has to go for a vote.
Yeah.
Well, do you think it's going to pass over there?
Well,
if they do the same shit they did here...
Here's one.
That's a wealthier, more educated electorate.
Yeah.
But here's one reason why it might.
Okay.
To stick it to Missouri.
It has nothing to do with border wars.
That's
or
part of
like
this,
that.
Though.
No. Yes, but no. I mean, from a logistics standpoint, it has nothing to do with that. It is. You can gamble in Kansas.
I don't know how much that.
It seems like it means a lot.
I don't think that's enough to.
It's going to help.
Who's that benefiting, though?
Now, because we discussed this some time ago about this same thing. It's like, you know, all the Chiefs may move to Kansas and out by the Speedway and da 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 and all this. And
but
we talked about how it was not going to happen. And the governor herself even said. Yes, yeah, since we passed sports betting, it ain't happening.
Yeah.
Okay? Bet off of the back of sports betting alone.
Yeah.
It won't happen.
No.
But if you put a vote up and you get a 3.8 sales tax, whatever, whatever, and you got sports betting to help
now,
throw some money into just to help pay for it.
I can't speak for Wyandotte because I don't work there.
And you can put a kiosk right there.
I can tell you right now,
you can't do it here.
Johnston County residents are not going to vote for a tax increase to have the fucking Chiefs.
What about Wyandotte?
I don't know enough about Wyandotte to say.
See, the problem is Wyandotte, they just passed the Margaritaville thing.
I don't know what that is.
It's going to replace where the Schlitterbahn's was.
Is it an amusement park thing?
No. Where Nebraska Furniture Mart, across the street, there's a water park thing.
Yeah, I know. Schlitterbahn. I know what that is.
Yeah.
But is Margaritaville a
it's going to be a hotel,
like a World
resort.
Of Fun thing.
It's going to be a resort.
So it's not like World of Fun or...
No.
Whatever.
No. Okay. It's going to be like a big resort type thing.
Okay.
It ain't going to pass.
I actually saw that advertised.
Yeah, it
in Pigeon Forge.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I really didn't know what it was.
Yeah, it's not passing in Johnston County. Johnston County is it's too much of the we're not paying any more taxes. I think they love the fact that they can all live in Johnston County and go to Jackson County, not pay for the fucking stadium, and then go back home.
Well, and the thing is, in Wyandotte, you don't have the population there, so how much is it going to cost them?
Depends how much you can. I mean, if
you're do the 3.8 sales tax,
if you're doing the money shuffle,
yeah,
I don't know. It's like, okay, we got $500 million in the coffer from sports betting. We could take $300 million of that and put it towards the stadium. That's a pretty good start.
The thing with right? The thing that's funny with
Clark Hunt, he throws in another $300, $400 million, whatever. And then that tax does kind of go down.
It's funny when you...
So you're about $1.5 billion away?
I guess.
It's funny when you mention 6:10 in the morning, though.
I don't know what we're talking about as far as the price tag.
Fesco goes...
Are you putting a dome on it?
Fesco goes right up to the...
retractable.
Fesco goes right up to the line of saying, vote for this or the Chiefs are going to move, and then gets mad when everybody says that he fear-mongers.
Oh, yeah.
Because he goes right up to the point of... He's absolute fear mongering.
I will say this much.
And then backs off, but then he wonders like, why people accuse him.
I feel like a couple people, and I won't name names, but on 8:10 did the same thing.
They all do.
They were all like, hey, this is what makes America great. You can vote. But if you don't vote yes, we'll probably come out there and castrate you. And
yes.
Because it will be doom and gloom.
And... You know. You're right. Because
public humiliation.
Yeah. Because that's where, like,
shame.
I really enjoyed and listened more to Petro's take on it because he looked at it more analytical, mm-hmm. of pointing out the faults with what went wrong with how they did it, and you can fix it.
Well, that's kind of what I think Scott were talking about last week was look around the country. Just look at the A's and all the problems they have. And they kind of had a good plan up until...
They didn't.
Up until the shadiness of how they got the money.
Well, the shadiness of the plan was part of the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, once the specifics of that plan came out...
It was a good plan until you decided to dig a little bit and was like, what?
But that goes back... That goes back to the fundamental issue that you opened this with, transparency.
Yeah.
That would not have all of a sudden become a shit plan if they had said from the beginning they were going to steal from the teachers to pay for it. That came out later.
Which I think that lawsuit is still pending. You know, they can't move forward with the...
But I'm not surprised.
Hey, were the A's supposed to move out of that stadium?
I'm not surprised that this was doomed. But when we listened to 8:10 one day and the Royals apparently didn't know that the Chiefs were attached to this.
Yeah. That was early.
It's like, you've already been running your mouth about this and you didn't know that?
Yeah.
That... You've got to get the Chiefs on board with this.
You can't just be
You just can't do what you want to do. You're not really a free agent. You got this other thing. So, look, they deserve to get their butt whooped. Fix it. Come back. It'll get done. I think the Chiefs are going to stay at Truman Sports Complex. I think the Royals are going to move. It'll be somewhere in Jackson County.
But
They'll fix it.
Because they just said the Dallas mayor wants the Chiefs to move to Dallas. And I'm like...
For what reason?
Because they're tired of the Cowboys.
They want sucking. To
just trade. Or we're going to swap.
We're going to swap teams. But that's the problem, though, now. Is when these teams looking... Do you think Jerry Jones is going to let somebody move into Dallas?
It ain't going to fucking happen. No. Nah.
And also, remember, he's the leader of that committee.
Yeah.
Hey, ain't nobody going to Dallas. There ain't nobody going to the state of fucking Texas.
Probably not.
No, if the Chiefs move.
Because the Bills tried going to Austin, and they found out really quickly that wasn't possible.
The absolute worst, and I mean absolute worst case scenario for the Chiefs, really only got two options. Go to Kansas, which we all kind of don't think that's going to happen.
I mean, is it possible? Sure. Anything's possible.
Or St. Louis.
Yeah. Give it another try.
That's it. That is it. Where somebody... What other city is in the process of building a stadium right now?
Or wants to.
With no...
other team.
No team there.
Yeah.
Because I don't think, am I wrong on it? I don't think the NFL is really talking about expansion. No,
they're more interested.
Not very hard and heavy anyway.
I think the NFL is quite, they're more worried about branding internationally, hence why they're going to Brazil next year and they're playing. That's what they're more interested in.
I didn't really think that there was a...
I think the NFL... Big push no, I think the NFL...
Well, you might be right, actually. They have three options.
What's the third one?
London. Ha!
Fair enough.
And the Jags are going there before anybody, because he'd be one... He'd actually want to do it.
Sure, but... That's your other option. You go international and stuff. And
then, I guess, yeah.
But I don't know if the NFL would really pass that yet, but... If you're really wanting to go somewhere else, that's
what... They're wanting to build the brand internationally, but I don't think they're ready to move a team internationally.
If they were ready to move a team internationally, it would have already happened.
I think so. The Jags were almost begging for it a few years ago. When,
well, I know this was...
Which is funny, because that city gave them what they wanted.
Right.
This was probably close to 10 years ago at this point. Seren Petra was... beating the drum that Jacksonville is going to London.
He wasn't the only one.
He's like, and I'm not saying this just because I think it. Mm-hmm. He's like, I have good inside sources on this. I mean, real.
Well, their owners, no one was going to the games in Jacksonville.
And then a few years later, it did kind of come out. Let's move.
And the only reason why he was going to take every one of those international games in London, because he would make more money in London. But the problem is, you can't stick a team there because it jacks up the schedule.
Yep.
Because
if it was going to happen, it would have already happened.
They already have issues logistically with the schedule with just having the one-off games there. That's why last year the Jags stayed for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They just didn't come home because it's
so
it's,
as somebody that's not of our age bracket, Roger, what do you think of this? Is it good for Kansas City? Is it bad for Kansas City?
I could take it.
What's your age bracket think of this?
I think, well, first of all, my age bracket doesn't trust these teams as far as they can throw them. So
okay.
That's number one.
I think then most of them voted no.
I
think a big majority of people didn't trust.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where it's at. Yeah. And some of that is, if you're not going to lay it out clear, we're not going to just hand it over. And I really do think across the country, I think people are seeing how much these teams pay players and how much revenue they rack in. I think people are tired of it. We're not going to pay for your shit anymore. You know, that was cool in the 80s and 90s to help develop an area, but... I do think that is one problem the Chiefs have, is that the Truman Sports Complex, or the Royals and Chiefs, it's never been developed. And I know there's a litany of reasons of why, but we're not going to take your word for it that you're going to do it somewhere else. Because you didn't do it there. And whether you tried or not, it doesn't matter, because it didn't happen. So, whether you want to say, well, it's just never viable, sure, that may be true, but...
Spell it out for people.
Yeah.
Your generation wants to know why.
Yeah. It's not only that, it's we don't believe you.
Yeah. You're going to have to convince them.
Yeah. So, fucking what?
I think that something you've talked about a lot with the Royals in particular, I think John Sherman should have come out and said more about specifics, not just generalities, of if you give this to me, how I'm going to spend on the ball club.
Yeah.
He inferred it, but come out and talk about the payroll.
Well, after hearing about the Oak Street situation from yesterday.
Yeah, it got agreed on during the middle of the day of the election.
Not at noon.
You can't make this up. Crossroads struck an agreement with the Royals yesterday.
I was like, this is doomed.
Right.
This is never going
to happen. And here's why. It's because now you're just agreeing to just to say, just to get the yes vote.
Yes.
Hey, will you make sure that you have the Boy Scouts at every entry as selling lollipops? That's you're not getting a yes vote until that happens. Yeah, sure, we got it. Boy Scouts, lollipops, it's all good. Yeah, next.
Oak Street will be open.
Sure, Oak
Street. Vote yes.
Yep. Oh, yeah, Oak Street it's... open. We have no idea how that's going to fucking function. We might have a street going right through the fucking ballpark.
Maybe under.
But by God, we're going to say yes because if that's what you want, that's what we'll give you.
At noon and then by, on the day of the election.
And then we'll wait until the yes vote happens and then we'll tell you, that's not it really work. Functional.
Yep.
So that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Yep.
We did. I'm just saying. I mean, that's...
Yeah, you can look back on it. No one should be...
Yeah, either that or gonna put
shocked
a,
at all.
They're gonna put an overpass over the top of the fucking stadium.
No, they're gonna tunnel
Oak Street. Your tunnel it.
They're gonna tunnel it.
I don't know. I think an overpass right over the top, like an arch,
like a sky bridge,
like a sky bridge arch.
Well, you already got this,
that'd be awesome.
You already got 670 going into the tunnel. So
oh no, 670's getting converted into a garden.
Well, there's a garden going over the top of 670.
Yeah, that's so you can't touch that. Which I don't know. Is that how's that going to not affect Oak Street? By the way,
not but, enough that it's passed and done over. Yeah.
I digress.
Again, some of the issues with.
But yeah, I mean, when you're just starting to agree just to get the vote passed.
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, they should have brought in a city planner to say, well, this, you know, it's already going to be effective with 670 project, yada, yada, you know, it's just going to be.
It's just a fucking clusterfuck. It's going to have to be. I mean, the more we sit here and talk about this, the more I'm thinking, how did it just not flunk with 100%?
Why
was it like, we got 3 yes votes.
There are 1,000 of the just diehards that just like Matt was talking about. The diehards that are just sure.
Yeah. Well, and that's what
we'll whatever.
Fourth and Long voted yes. That's about.
But that's
it.
About all you got. Well, because Tom asked me that yesterday. Because I did. I got back in plenty. I got back about 6 o'clock yesterday. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go vote since it's right around the corner from my house. And he's like, what'd you vote? I'm like, I voted yes for it, but they were gonna give my vote anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't matter.
Yeah, they're,
my vote didn't. They already knew they had my vote.
Like you said, you're that 40% that.
They already knew that they were going to get my vote, but they didn't do anything for the 20 that they needed to swing. Because I know plenty of people on the other side of the 40 that were.
Like Scott said, they didn't do much for the 40 of the diehards either. I mean,
the diehards are still like.
Well, and that's the part that's funny. The only way that it got beat by that much was because 40% of the diehards, not all of them, voted for it.
Yeah.
The only way in an election with that low a turnout to get beat that badly.
That's, I think
610 found a guy and he said he voted on all the rest of them yes. He goes, this one I voted no. And he's like, this makes no sense of what they're doing. He's like, I don't agree with it. And, I mean, he talked all the specifics out of what they said and everything. So, he did his homework. It wasn't like he was just like, I fucking hate it. No, he did all of his homework and he brought up stuff that 610 didn't realize. And they're like, oh, well, that's a fair point. He's like, well, that's why I voted no.
And I think what they were counting on people is, that, well, I'll vote yes and you guys will sort out the details later.
Yeah.
And I think more people said
and
no,
you don't, just don't do
and
that.
You can't do that.
No.
And I think what ended up happening were the people were like, I'm voting no right now. Give me some more details. You know? Because one and, guy, he's not.
Well, here's this is what made it probably even worse. Because there's always going to be that problem.
Oh, sure.
No
sure.
matter what. You got, you know, going to vote in November for a new president. There's probably going to be a few things like, I really need clarification on what he thinks
mm-hmm.
before I vote whatever. One way or the other. So that's always going to be there.
Yeah.
But when you don't have an answer for it.
And the Royals.
And I really don't believe the Chiefs or the Royals have the answers.
And I think for if some there of the was
legit questions.
And look, I
that were brought up.
And I still think the Chiefs didn't want to be on this.
I really don't think they did either.
I'm glad you brought that up because I blame 75% of this on the Royals because of how bad theirs was done. But had the Chiefs come in with a better plan, I think the 25% they were responsible for could have helped. But we talked about it on here, and while I was probably the least in favor of it, none of us thought it was great.
Well,
you did a great job of pointing out some of the logistical things with the inside the stadium that needed to be fixed. Those were great points, but they didn't sell that. That's not stuff you're going to be able to sell the project on to the voters.
No, you can't. Yeah. You can't put it on a diagram or whatever. And
because I see
that tunnel right there.
I made that. Yeah,
that's going to be a new tunnel.
The visiting team is going to have better locker room. Fucking voters don't give a shit about the fucking.
And to be quite honest with you, because we discussed this when we were discussing this, I still think that there was this 3.8 sales tax was part of that situation. Where it's like, if you need fixing, you need repairing, that's what this is for too. So if you need a new locker, if you need a new locker room because it's shit, because the toilets are overflowing or whatever, dip into that and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's not enough money in it, then the rest of it's up on you.
That's what you agreed to.
Yeah, that's what you agreed to.
I don't disagree with that. There's nothing to disagree there.
Yeah.
So
they'll fix it. Look, I think we're kind of all in agreement on that. Sky did not fall yesterday.
No.
They'll fix it. They just
No, the Holy Roman Empire did not lose yesterday, and both teams are not moving to fucking Montreal.
Using a sports reference, and I'll sum up my point, was the very first time I ever played fucking college football ever on a video game system, Fonz whooped my fucking ass by 100 points because I had no idea what I was doing. And then, 80 points. And then I had the audacity to score 14 points the next game, and he hung 100 on me. And when Mark looked at him and said that he was being a bastard, he said, "I'm making him a better gamer." And I started whooping Fonz's ass eventually. Part of it was the ass whooping that he put on me those first two times I ever played.
Yeah.
Come back with a better plan. It'll pass. You know what you fucked up on. You know what people want. They'll do the focus groups. They'll do all that shit. They'll have a much better plan. They'll get it done.
Yep.
Agreed.
All right. Tune in next time.
Later.